Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm your host today, Ted Robertson, filling in for Mike Lewis. And our first guest is Mr. Paul Price, Director of Transition and Employment with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Paul, kind of a frequent flyer here on the podcast.
Ted, it's always a pleasure to join you folks over at KRDO.
It is good to have you back. So you are, as we noted, Mount Carmel's Transition. You're the Director of the Transition and Employment Team. Air Force veteran, you got 25 years throughout the United States, Germany, and Japan, and the Middle East under your belt. And you're here today to share how Mount Carmel can help veterans and spouses receive a variety of industry-specific trainings and certifications at minimal or no cost at all. We are, in a little later in this segment, going to talk to Mr. Bill Nash, who's the project coordinator with Hazardous Waste Worker Training and doing OSHA certifications. That's just one of many industry categories that you are steering transitioning veterans out of the military and into the private sector and giving them that certification, that licensure, the things that they need to gain employment very quickly after they get out. You're looking to shorten that transitional period.
That's right, Ted. We actually can start the training program up to 6 months in advance of the transitioning service member. Also, please note that spouses are included in this program as well. We're able to do this program because of the partnerships we have set up throughout the community. And you mentioned functional training. It's really a pretty diverse set of opportunities for folks to come in and take training in certain areas, and on the back end of that, for us to connect them with actual industries and companies in the area that will actually hire them on the back end of their completion of training.
Let's dig in a little bit more deeply, because some of the categories right now include career training in IT and cyber, healthcare. There are some acronyms here that I'd love for you to explain as well.
Absolutely. CDL is truck driving. There's a huge need. We've worked with the Workforce Center here in the Pikes Peak region to identify industries where there's a big need. So when clients come into Mount Carmel and we ask them, what do you want to be when you grow up? Where do you want to transition? We highlight the areas where there's huge opportunities. Then we provide training to allow them to get into that industry and to succeed.
And then PMP?
That is project management. So we've worked with PMI, which is the institute that oversees the PMP, and we have several providers that will allow people to come into their program. We help with any kind of funding that's required, and they'll come out of that with their PMP certification, which lines them up well to get into project management.
And describe, how about some examples of what kind of projects you might find yourself managing?
Absolutely. Right now, home building is huge in this area. There is a big need for home building project managers. These are folks that can come in, run a schedule, get the resources together, do a budget, and then complete the project based on that schedule. So PMP allows you to learn those skills. And then, again, we have partners that are looking for people with these certifications that have a background into construction, heavy equipment, and they can slide right into these positions.
Yeah, lots of offshoots of that. And that sort of circles us back then to CDL briefly. That's another huge category that can lead you all kinds of different places. You can become your own owner and driver once you have your commercial driver's license. There's not much you can't do in the trucking industry.
And there's a huge need right now for people to drive trucks. Transportation career field is booming right now. We've partnered with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center and several driving schools in the local region, from Pueblo up here to Colorado Springs as well. So they know Mount Carmel. They know the funding stream that we're allowed to provide. So when clients come in and they indicate an interest in this, we're able to connect them to people already in that functional area.
CSP.
That's a career skills program. And that's for clients that are coming through the pipeline as they separate from the military, a wide variety of functional areas that they're offered, from auto sales to auto technician to collision, fixing cars that have been in accidents. Again, truck driving is another one of those. Troops to teachers, somebody looking to get into education. Cyber is also available through the CSP. Mm-hmm. So CSP is a program that as you're getting out 6 months prior, you can go ahead and start working in that industry while you're still getting a paycheck from the Army. And on the back end of that, it goes back to employment. That's what it's all about, getting these guys and the spouses into jobs.
Now, there are add-ons to all of this. This is all multiple layers of the services and support you provide for veterans who are either transitioning or preparing to make that transition, along with formal training programs, some of which you've just described. Talk about some of the other options that you have available.
We've also set up apprenticeships. So people looking to get into the trades, HVAC, electrical, plumbing, we have partnerships set up that we can send you through these apprenticeships. And again, you come out on the other side with employment opportunity. We have internships where we actually pay people as they're learning or experience what it's like to work in that industry with the goal of being employed by that company at the end of the internship. We have in-house workshops. We have partner workshops. This includes resumes, transition training, interview skills, how to research a company. And we also have partnerships set up with area schools like UCCS, Pikes Peak Community College, CTU, CCU. All of these schools we partner with to offer up opportunities of programs that they have leading to employment. CSU Pueblo actually works out of Mount Carmel once a week to allow clients to understand what are the programs that are available to them.
Paul, you got a great partner here with us today, Bill Nash, as we want to introduce. He's one of your many partners, offers desirable OSHA certification, and he's going to join us to talk a little bit about the training program. Go ahead and introduce Bill, if you would.
So Bill works for the National Partnership for Environmental Technology Education, known as NPET, and we partnered with Bill over a year ago, where he offers, through a grant, OSHA training, which is occupational safety and health. And he comes out and meets with these students, gives them a certification in this functional area. And then he has set up partnership where employers will come in and accept these individuals that have been trained in this area and they get jobs.
Which is the secret sauce.
That's what it's all about.
That's what we love about the partnerships that Mount Carmel forms and maintains. Bill, before we get to you, sidebar, we're going to talk to Marcus, who's waiting on the phone, and Marcus is going to share his success story as that relates to some wonderful things that have happened for him as a result of this partnership. Bill, let's have you introduce yourself, if you don't mind. Tell us a little bit about you.
Yes, my Bill Nash, work for National PEAT, part-time, semi-retired, retired military, retired out of Fort Riley many years ago. I was dean at Barton Community College at the Fort Riley campus. That's where I established a relationship with PEAT and partnered with him to write this grant to provide training for transitioning military members and spouses. A few years ago, we tweaked the grant and we're allowed to now service veterans as well.
Generally speaking, what kind of training is the training that you do?
Well, it's a mix of OSHA outreach training, OSHA 10-hour, both construction and general industry. We also do OSHA Ed Center classes, which there are approximately 32 OSHA Ed Centers in the country. They are the only ones allowed to conduct this type of training. Once someone goes through the training, they're issued a certificate, which is recognized nationally. The training is a mix of classroom and hands-on. We also do what's called the 40-hour HAZWOPER, Hazardous Waste Operations and Emergency Response, which is a nationally recognized class as well. That one has a lot of hands-on, introduces the students to industry-specific equipment and instruments that they would use to take care of spills in the workplace, both commercially and that could happen on the roads. They're also able to interpret the OSHA regulations and to write written programs in accordance with those regulations for specific workplace environments.
All right. In the couple of minutes we have left together before we take Marcus and Paul, we're going to come back to you because we've got events to talk about. So that'll be in the last segment of our podcast today. Who can attend this training?
Any active duty, reserve, National Guard, family members, veterans. It doesn't matter when they served, as long as they have a DD, a 214,
okay,
they can get into class.
So, yeah, they're proving that they've been honorably discharged.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Any costs associated with the training? And are there college credits to be gained from the training?
There is no cost whatsoever. The training, the books, the materials, the certification cards for the OSHA 10-hour class, the certificates for the Ed Center classes, and yes, there is college credit, which is awarded through Barton Community College. Barton has several online degree programs that these credits transfer over into. The only cost may be if they wanted an official transcript.
All right, and lastly, before we go to Marcus, how do veterans and their spouses sign up?
They can email me at 967-QUAIL, as in the bird, Q-U-A-I-L, at comcast.net.
One more time, please.
967-QUAIL, Q-U-A-I-L, at comcast.net.
All right. That's fantastic. Bill Nash, thank you. We're going to come back to you after we finish our call with Paul, Marcus. Marcus, stand by. We're coming to you right now. Paul, thank you. Don't go away. We've got some events to talk about in the last segment. We've had Marcus on hold for just a few minutes, and Marcus is going to tell us his story about how he got linked with Mount Carmel, what kind of training that Mount Carmel helped him get, how was it beneficial, and when we wrap things up, we're going to ask Marcus to tell us, share with us some words of wisdom for current veterans who are looking for a career change, because Marcus has had a lot of success in that area. Marcus Bowers, thank you for letting us have you on hold here for a couple of minutes, and we do appreciate you joining us today. Let's get started by you introducing yourself. Tell us a little bit about you.
How you doing? I'm Marcus Bowers. I was a veteran. I've served in the Marine Corps and the Army. As I transitioned out, I found that it was hard for me to find a job because I didn't have certain skills or the training that they were looking for. A lot of times, military training doesn't translate over to civilian training.
And how did you get linked up with Mount Carmel?
I went through the USO on Fort Carson. They linked me up with Mount Carmel and a couple other programs that help us network, find job training, and resume writing.
And talk about the training that you Mount Carmel helped you to get, and how beneficial it was for you to get where you are now.
Well, when I went through Mount Carmel, they set me up with a free hazmat class that usually costs a lot of money if you don't have the training through your job. So what they did was, once they set up this class, they pretty much told me the schedule, when to be there, and I attended it on Fort Carson.
Let's talk about, in the minute we have left, Marcus, and I wish we had more time, what words of wisdom would you like to offer to your current fellow veterans who are looking to make a career change or transitioning out of the military into the civilian world?
I would probably say start looking at least a year out, not 6 months or 3 months, because that's too short of a time. A lot of times when you apply for certain jobs, especially if it's in the government sector, it takes up to 3 months for them to even give you an interview. So I would try to start networking and getting your certifications and everything that you need before you transition out. You have to decide what you want to do before you leave, because getting out with no plan will leave you kind of wondering what you're going to do later on in life.
I think that is the big takeaway. Be prepared, yes, but don't even start to think about getting out of the military without having a plan. Marcus Bowers, we really appreciate you sharing your story and offering those wonderful words of wisdom today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bill, what a great call from Marcus. What a great story he told.
Yes, we're very proud of the folks that go through their training. We do whatever we can to help them whenever we receive information about job opportunities, career opportunities. We make sure that we get a hold of them or other opportunities for them to receive some training.
And that is the voice of Bill Nash, Project Coordinator with Hazardous Waste Worker Training, which delivers OSHA certifications and other trainings to transitioning vets. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, militaries, and their family. I'm Ted Robertson, hosting for Mike Lewis today, and joining us now for this segment, Mr. Craig Washburn, who is founder and CEO of VTC, Veteran Tax Credits. Craig, welcome, and boy, let's just jump right in because we are hot and heavy into tax season, and we've got you here today, and we know that you're very, very busy, so we appreciate you very much. You're going to share a little bit today about how businesses can tap into really steep tax credits when they hire veterans. Craig, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So let's get started. Tell me a little bit about yourself, and let's talk about the journey that you've made from where you were at one point in your life to the foundation formation standing up of VTC Veteran Tax Credits.
Very good. Well, first and foremost, I'm a Navy vet. Spent part of my time in a helicopter squadron and part of my time on an aircraft carrier. Got out the end in 94, and 22 years later, I found out about a program that actually pays businesses tax credits to hire veterans. It's great that I found that out, but the first question I had was, why did it take me 22 years to find out about a program that's literally been around for a very, very long time? So I did some research, made the phone calls, talking to the Department of Labor and trying to figure out why I didn't know about it. And the easy answer was, it's a great program, but we have limited resources and limited budgets, and we do the best that we can. It's out there for businesses to take care of or take advantage of, and veterans. They just have to use it.
We're talking about a program that's been around for around 75 plus years.
Yeah. Post-World War II
came
out. It was the very first tax credit for hiring tax credit that was developed, and it's morphed over the years, but it's still around.
So what is it?
So the Veteran Tax Credit is part of a bigger Department of Labor program called the WOTC program, or Work Opportunity Tax Credit Program. And its sole intent is to incentivize employers to hire from target groups such as veterans, disabled veterans, and other non-veteran target groups that have historically faced barriers to employment.
How does VTC help veterans leverage the program?
Well, the great thing about the program is that you think tax credits for an employer, but if you do the reverse, there are two sides of the paperwork. There's an employer side and a veteran side. And if we take advantage of the program and do the paperwork while we're job searching, we can actually use that to help market ourselves. We can put it on our resume. We can talk about it in interviews. And you know, through the program's design, it's designed to incentivize employers to hire us. So if we let them know about the program and say, hey, this is a great opportunity to work for you. I think there's a great fit. Oh, by the way, I come with a tax credit. Here's a letter that explains it all. When they get down to the final three candidates and you come with a tax credit and the other two don't, there's a good chance they're going to hire you.
All things being equal, I can see that happening.
Right. So VTC built a national platform. It's the first electronic platform that allows veterans to come in and do their side of the paperwork so they can get pre-certified. They get a letter from us that helps explain the program and helps market that veteran to the employer. They can build a full profile that is actually linked back to the letter that they give the employer, so that when the employer looks them up and puts in their code, they see their profile and they see how much of a tax credit they're worth.
I'm putting myself in the shoes of an employer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have just met you, job candidate, for the first time.
Right.
There are three of you. All things are equal, but now you hand me the letter.
Right.
I've never heard of this program before.
Exactly.
So the question is, how is VTC going to help me as the employer leverage this benefit?
And that's a great question. And you mentioned the way that it happens 98% of the time, right? So employer sees this, they're like, what is this all about? And no employer wants to take on additional government paperwork. So what VTC does is we've designed a platform that literally takes you from sourcing all the way through credit fruition. It's an applicant tracking system that builds WTC into the program. And then we handle all of the government paperwork for the employer to make sure that we're dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's and meeting all the deadlines. And then we follow up with the states on their behalf. So that way they don't have to deal with a headache and we handle it all for them.
As an employer, you know, I'm going to ask, how much is this going to cost me?
Actually, it's extremely inexpensive. I mean, we've got different level of packages available from $300 a year to $1,000 a year, depending on what resources that you want to add on to your package. And then that's for the software system. And then we have a 15% contingency fee on the tax credits that we process with the states. And that's only for tax credits that actually come to fruition. So if you have a candidate that qualifies that leaves you 2 weeks later and you don't get the credit, we don't charge you for it.
Okay. Now I'm really intrigued. And again, all things being equal, but here's somebody who is offering me something extra special. I think I can get my head all the way around this. I've got to calculate the cost-benefit analysis to my business.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, it's tax season. You know, every leader in a company right now is looking at P&Ls, mm-hmm. and they're going, oh, my goodness, you know, where do we come up with money? And, you know, every company tells me that, you know, recruiting and finding good people is hard and expensive. The benefit to employers is you hire veterans that come with all of the great additional skills that veterans bring to the table. But you know, you end up getting a tax credit. So if you think about the cost of what it using our service would be versus the credit, you know, you have one credit, you know, of let's say $5,400, it's going to pay for multiple years of our service through just one credit. That's just one hire.
And there is a bingo.
Yep.
I'm in.
Yep.
Okay. I see it now. That's a wonderful thing. All right. Let's have some extra fun in the last minute or so that we've got together.
Okay.
What is the one thing that you want veterans to take away from this discussion today? And what is the one thing that you want employers to take away from this discussion?
So first, vets. I mean, you ask vets what their benefits are of being a veteran. And almost everyone can recite GI Bill mm-hmm. and veteran home loans, right? VA home loans. Nobody knows about this program. So veterans need to use this program and take ownership of the program. And by using our service, if you get hired and you come with a tax credit, it's incumbent upon you to make sure that business follows through and gets the credit. Whether they use our service or they do it through another service, I don't care. But by doing that, it's going to incentivize them to hire more veterans, which is going to help all of your brothers and sisters that are out looking for jobs. On the employer side, again, we talked about the P&L. You know, quick story, I met a guy who from the Springs owned an auto mechanic shop, actually owned 100 of them before he sold it. And I told him about this program and he said, wow. He goes, I've hired over 1,000 veterans in the 27 years that I own this business and most of them are transitioning. You know, doing the simple math, that's $5 million that would have been back in his P&L if he'd used this service.
Yeah, that is a wow with three capital letters in it.
Yeah. So if you're an employer and you're hiring veterans or want to hire veterans, take advantage of the program and we'd love to help.
Greg Washburn, founder and CEO of VTC Veteran Tax Credits. Let's plug veterans and employers directly into you and your operation. How do we reach you?
Best way is to go to the website, and that's veterantaxcredits, that's plural, .com. So veterantaxcredits.com.
Veterantaxcredits.com is the way for you as an employer or you as an a veteran to gain mightily.
Yep.
From a program that has been around since just post-World War II and nobody knows about until now.
Right.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. We'll be right back.
So many men and women have served in our military, sacrificing so much, including long stretches away from home and family. This often results in financial instability, health issues, and more. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute. If you're active duty military or a veteran, we have a gift for you and your family. If you're missing teeth, we'd like to help you replace them at no charge. That's right, no charge, no obligation, no strings attached. If you and your family are uninsured, underinsured, if you don't qualify for VA dentistry, you're struggling financially, and you're missing teeth, we will place dental implants for you at no charge. Call Star Dental Institute to set your appointment for an exam and screening. If you qualify, we will replace your missing teeth, give you back the confidence to smile again, better health, and a better quality of life. You and your family deserve this. Call Star Dental Institute today at 719-208-4610. That's 719-208-4610. I'm Dr. Gary Moore. And together, we smile.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute, Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Rejoining us here on the podcast today, Mr. Paul Price. And Paul is Director of Transition and Employment with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Paul, you have, as Mount Carmel always does, a rich and robust calendar filled with all kinds of events, all designed to set up veterans, military, and their families.
I always have a full schedule going on at Mount Carmel, and especially this month as we celebrate our fourth year with our doors open, serving over 10,000 clients, being veterans, transitioning family members, and spouses and family members. I just want to highlight a couple of upcoming events that we're pretty proud of partnering with several agencies throughout the area. I'd like to highlight on the 19th of March from 11 to 2, we've partnered with the healthcare industry here in the Colorado Springs area. We're bringing in representatives from some key organizations like UC Health, Centura, Astera, Keystone, Avanza, Vanguard, Optum, Heart to Heart, even Discover Goodwill is coming in. And these are not all just nurses or nurse practitioners or CNAs. These are also support roles as well. So we tell our clients, come on down, bring your resumes, study these organizations. It's out on our website, veteranscenter.org, and you can see what the companies are. Go online, see what opportunities they have out there, and come meet their representatives. They're actually interviewing and will be hiring at this event. Again, that's on the 19th of March from 11 to 2 at Mount Carmel. Another event we have coming up is on the 25th of March. We have employer days throughout each month, and the next one will be with Discover Goodwill. And they'll be there from 1:30 to 3:30, hiring a wide variety of positions. Their Goodwill Staffing Services will be there along with their representative from Rehire Colorado. And they're going to be talking about their various programs, but they're also hiring. So come down, dress for success, bring your resume, do your research, and meet these representatives that are going to be there on the 25th of March from 1:30 to 3:30. Also that same day on the 25th of March, this will be from 2 to 4, we're holding our monthly resume workshop. And we do this every month. We bring in a professional resume writer. All of these are free. This doesn't cost employers or potential employees anything. But the resume workshop is key because it's a 2-hour class that walks through the structure of the resume, the person instructing this class, she is a professional resume writer. She's been working with us for over 2 years. Just the tremendous results that come out of this program. She stays after, works with the individual clients, and on the back end of that, they walk out of there knowing so much more about the importance of a resume, how to write it, how to present it. And again, did I mention this is all free?
Yeah, which is just astounding, because you have a lot of partners in the community that step up and help to fund, and you're doing some fundraising throughout the year as well to make a sort of fuel this engine. And it just gets better every time we get together talking about the programs and other things you have going. Other classes, things that are kind of ongoing, Paul, that people can plug into?
Other ongoing classes are our financial awareness classes. That's, again, a monthly situation that we've set up with partners throughout the financial companies in the area. And they will be meeting with individuals that are looking from anything from how to get out of debt to how to buy a house. I mean, again, it's a workshop, ongoing workshop for the financial concerns that our veterans and the spouses are having to make them successful in our industry. Another example, we have our pro bono attorneys that will offer some legal advice. We have a mortgage broker that comes out and actually works with families looking at trying to buy a house or refinance their house. We have on the medical healthcare side, we have companies that are coming out that provides free chiropractor help. And we even brought on board now an acupuncturist. I will not be participating in that, but they do provide free service there. And if people are interested in just further checking out these programs, look at our website, veteranscenter.org, or come into Mount Carmel and check us out. The doors are always open.
Paul Price, Director of Transition and Employment with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Thank you for all you do, and all of you for all you do in service and support of veterans, military, and their families. That's it for this edition of the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast. It's a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. It's presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and Together We Smile Foundation, and publishes the first and fourth Saturdays of every month at 8 a.m.